Well, globally, debate is a medium for training, especially young people. As you must be aware, this debate is between the Catholic University and the University of Juba. The essence is to inculcate the students the ability to understand the ability to understand how to dialogue when they face obstacles. As you may know, debate is a proven method for fostering rigorous critical thinking. Perhaps the most important skill debaters learn is the ability to think rigorously and critically. Beyond that is that debate also helps debaters to become researchers, because you need to research your topic, and as students, especially young people in the university, we believe that research is an important part of their pedagogy. And we are hoping that by working with them to discuss very important issues like peace, they will take the pain, the time to research and become maybe advocate for peace in their own country. It has been proven through research and other medium that good debaters tend to become good leaders in their communities because they develop a strong listening skill, develop tact, self-confidence, and often take a strong leader role within their own community. So basically, the UN recognizes the importance of debate, especially within the institution of higher learning. And so we are working with the dean of students of both institutions and the students of the same institution to see how we can use debate as a medium to throw light on the peace process and probably groom leaders who would prefer dialogue to any other form of conflict resolution.
Yes. Can you describe for us the format of this debate? Will there be any prizes?
Yes, there are going to be prizes. And there are very stringent rules, among which is the fact that no foul language will be allowed. And the winners probably, well, not even probably, the winners will come away with beautiful prizes. I think there's going to be a glass trophy, which the UN is buying for this debate. And for the public who will be there, there will be a lot of things like T-shirts, and a whole lot of other information and communication souvenirs that will be given away for free.
Yes, and when is this debate taking place? Who can attend?
Everybody in the Republic of South Sudan who is interested in hearing what the youth of this country have to say. As you know, the topic is peace, everybody's responsibility. One school is saying, yes, it is everybody's responsibility. Another school said it is not everybody's responsibility. Mm-hmm. But then they will have to prove to the audience. So everybody is invited. But the most interesting part of this whole thing is the audience will be the judge. There will be no judges. The audience will be the one to decide who wins based on what they hear on stage.
But, well, to me it sounds like it's not going to be a fair one on the opposition side, because like it's peace, everybody's responsibility. Don't you think the public will just say yes?
Well, wait until you hear the argument. Even me, when I saw the topic the first time, that was what I thought until we started at this end to research what is peace. And you have to define peace. At what level are we talking? When you talk about national peace, it's a different ballgame than when you talk about peace in at a family level or at an institutional level. So the students will be able to define what is peace and who is responsible for peace, especially at a national level. So it's a very intricate topic. I will encourage the public to come and listen to these young boys and girls who have spent the last 2-3 weeks walking around the clock to dig out everything they can find on peace and whose responsibility is it in any nation.
And when is this debate taking place and where?
It's going to be at the Nyakrom Cultural Center on this coming Saturday from 1:30 till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right. Ruben, thank you so much. Any last remarks that you would like to give out there?
Generally, I want to encourage the youth of South Sudan, especially those who are in Juba, to attend this debate. They are going to learn a whole lot from it, and they won't go empty-handed. You know, the UN, we always give away free gifts. So there will be a lot of free gifts for any young man who turns up at the gate. And you will have the opportunity of understanding who is responsible for peace across the world, in South Sudan, in your family, in your office. And what is peace anyway? So come and see what the intellectuals from the Ivory Tower will have to say about peace. I invite everybody to be at the debate.